second parak of Me'ilah, sixth Mishnah, Shnei Lechem Moin B'Mishah Huktishu. The two breads that were brought on Shavuos, also the second Yom Makdish, then the Kodesh Kodoshim, there is an Isa Me'ilah. Kol Mubatano, when they got baked and they formed the crust in the oven, Huchshuli Pasa B'Tvuliyai, Rubim Huchshu Kippah, Wawawim. Then they have a higher level of Kedusha. So you need this Kedusha of being made into bread, which makes them kosher to be posel to Yom Mechusik Yipurim. And they're also worthy of, they're in a position that you can now shecht the kvosim. There were sheep that, two sheep that were shechted on Shavuos, and you only shecht the sheep once you have these baked two breads. Nizrak Dabmashal Kvosim, when the Koban of the Kvosim was shechted and his blood was sprinkled, Chayav Malay Mishon Pigal to the Nois of Atame, Ve'ein Behem Me'ilo. Once you Chayav and Pigal Nois of Atame, so here it's coming out that these breads become the Zrika of the blood of these two kvasim, helps not only for the kvasim but also for the bread. From that point on, it becomes edible by the kohanim, and if it's not eaten properly and it has a problem with pigun oisiv atomic, then when he eats it will get karis. Ein ben me'ilah is no more me'ilah, because once the blood is sprinkled, they're edible. Anything that's edible by kohanim does not have me'ilah anymore.